please join me in welcoming Lowell Groves.
Thank you, Brian, for the great introduction. I'd like to say thank you all for having me here today to speak. It's an honor. And again, I will be talking about my spiritual journey, or better said, the journey that God grabbed me on and brought me along. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and I grew up in a strong, faithful Episcopalian family. I had our aunts, uncles, grandparents, all were deeply involved with studying Scripture, reading the Bible. We attended church every Sunday, went through Sunday school, confirmation, all that. But at 18, I turned and I went off to college, and I did not go to church. I did not follow church, religion, or was into the Bible. It was in 2006 that all of a sudden I got divorced, and the good Lord started talking to me. And after that, I said, I need to find a church and start going to church. Kind of wandered around, looked at churches, sat around, didn't feel comfortable, was in and out, and just kept meandering on my way. In 2008, I met Marshall Ann Thomas, who was a lifelong member here at St. Philip's. And I told her, I'm interested in finding and going to church. She looked at me and smiled and said, introduce me to St. Philip's. So at that time, we started attending church. We'd come here and there, and I was working and getting Charleston Coffee Roasters founded. So I was working 7 days a week, so we'd come sporadically. And again, just kind of going to church. It was in 2013 that Marshall got diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So going to church was, again, very difficult with work, taking care of her and making sure she was getting healthy. In 2018, things started calming down both for her and for me, and we started attending church a couple times a month. But again, we were just attending church. I started picking up the Bible, started reading it, and just kind of attending church and reading the Bible. And I thought, oh, good. I'm starting to become a better Christian, getting into it. Then in 2021, Marshall passed away November 26. And at that point, shortly after she passed in her funeral, the Lord came to me, lifted me up, and said, you need to become a member of St. Philip's. He guided me here, and it was a whole different feeling at this point. I had, you know, going to church when you're younger, just kind of going through to church, and you would sit there, and you're like, when's service going to be over? When's service going to be over? I can't wait to get out the door. To this point here that says, yes, you need to become a member of St. Philip's. And again, it was eye-opening. So I contacted Brian and asked him, what do I need to do to become a member? And we had a meeting. And I remember at the meeting sitting there talking to him, and I said, I don't want to just be a churchgoer. I'd like to be a participant in the church. At that time, I didn't really know what that meant, but I know the good Lord was speaking through me. Brian then put me in touch with Andrew, and I joined Andrew's foundation class. And I remember going in there in the beginning and going, wow. Again, at this point, my heart, my mind, my soul was all opened. Completely different person than my previous 40-some years of trying, you know, I'm going to church. Sit there and attentively listen to what Andrew had to say, going through it all, reading. Didn't want to miss any Sunday class that he had put on. And at that point, started going to every Sunday service. I'm like, go to service, listen. Obviously, we have our good reverend here that listened to everybody, what they had to say. It was all resonating with me at that point. Sitting in Andrew's class one day, it was all of a sudden the thought came as like my heart, the Lord was in my heart all along, but now he had opened it up and brought me here to be a parishioner and to be with him. So every Sunday, it is that I need to start attending service. I come in, I cannot miss a Sunday now. What has happened to me? I love going to the Bible study we're doing. I love coming into the rector's forum, hearing what they have to say, or what Jeff has to say, reading the Bible, understanding it, not just perusing it and going through it. It was early in this time frame that all of a sudden I heard Matthew 21 to 23. It says, I don't know you. I read that, heard it, and I was like, there's something hollow inside me. I don't have a relationship with the Lord. What do I have to do to become so the Lord knows me and I have that relationship with him? I started praying. Prior to this, I did not have a prayer life. I didn't understand the power of prayer. Even when Marcia was sick, you'd hear the prayers, you'd do it, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't mean what it does today. Every morning I get up, I have a routine, I take care of the animals, I make my breakfast, and I sit and I go out on my porch and I talk to the good Lord. I say the Lord's Prayer every morning, and I talk to him and I give him my prayers, what I need to do for the day, and I communicate with him all during the day. Driving to work, talk to the Lord all day long, communicate with the Lord. This is all just coming to me. It's like, wow, it's just eye-opening and what I can do to be part of, you know, have that relationship with Christ. Being a member here at St. Philip's is tremendous. The fellowship that is brought here, that is brought to me, what you all have, and welcoming with open arms. As I came in, and all of a sudden it was, I'd go to other churches, you look, you kind of sit there, and you're like, and you're just a member on, you're a person in the pew. When I started coming to see Brian and Andrew, all of a sudden everything opened up, and they brought me right in. John Settle reached out to me immediately and asked me to become an usher. And I said, sure, I can do that. And I started ushering. And then after our foundations class, we went through the spiritual gifts class. After the spiritual gifts class, I met with Andrew, and we sat and talked about my spiritual gifts. And he said, he goes, I think you should be a chalice bearer. I looked at him and I was like, mm-mm. I don't belong behind the altar. I don't belong one to hand out our wine to our parishioners. I'm not worthy of that. Andrew looked at me and smiled and said, try it. Give it a shot. So I said, okay, I'll follow your lead. If you think I am, I will do it. It has been so fulfilling to be able to do just the ushering, the chalice bearing, and anything else I can do here to help. It's so appreciative to the fellowship that's here. And I think that speaks volumes of what's happening in the area. To everyone we talk to, anybody, it's about St. Philip's, and it's this presence that we have that is just growing and growing, and it needs to continue to grow. I have one other little story that I'd like to tell, how God has spoken to me in my life. When Marshall was sick, we had a dog, a golden lab, and he was very close to her, and he passed away in 2016. It was shortly after that Marshall said, we need another dog. I said, okay, I'll go find one. Well, I always rescue dogs, so I found a rescue company up out of Charlotte. And I sent my application in. If you've ever had to go through these, it's always a lengthy process. They need to know everything about you, where you live, what you do. They want to make sure the dog is going to the right home. So we were looking and seeing animals on there, and it kind of went on and on and kept calling them. Are we approved to accept one of these animals? They said, we haven't gotten your application yet. We'll get to it. Well, it's happened a couple more weeks, and finally call them up again, and they said, we apologize. Your application kind of got put to the bottom, but I know you were interested in a six-month-old to a year-and-a-half-old male dog, but we have a female, three-month-old female. Would you be interested? They sent us her picture, and we're like, well, yeah. Well, We end up getting her, and this was a blessing that the Lord brought us this dog. She had alopecia, so she didn't shed. So Marshall's sick, so she didn't shed. She didn't bark for 2 years. She didn't actually pee or poop in the house when she was 3 months old. She didn't chew on anything. If you had to ask anybody, I'm looking for a puppy that won't chew on anything, won't pee or poop in the house, and won't bark. They're like, you've never had a dog. We'll talk to you later. So she was with us. When Marshall passed away, November 26, 2021, Marshall's mom had Robert Dixon sing Amazing Grace at her internment. This is now March of 2022. It's March 24th. Belle, all of a sudden, was not feeling well. She was no longer sleeping up in the bedroom. She was sleeping in the living room. And I took her to the vet. The vet did all this blood work on her. And he came back and said, the blood work's fine. I don't know why she's feeling this way. Can't find anything with it. Might have been some medicine they gave her before. I said, okay. And he goes, if she's not better tomorrow, call me. This is Friday. So I call him up Friday. Still the same thing. She's sleeping in the living room. And he goes, this is odd. He goes, if she's still not feeling any better by tomorrow being Saturday, call me. We'll get her in here to make sure over the weekend she's not sick. Well, Friday I go, we have our new member meeting at Jeff's house. I told him I have to leave a little early. I have a sick puppy at home. I got to check on her. Well, I get home. I look at her. She's now up in the guest bedroom. And I look at her and goes, are you feeling better? And I go, you still don't look good. I pick her up, put her down. She couldn't stand up. Picked her up, carried her over to the emergency medical vet, the vet. They take her, they bring her back, and they go, she's septic. I was, septic? How would she gotten septic? We just did this blood work yesterday. Everything came back clean. They go, we don't know. And if we do surgery, she might not come out of this too well. I go, she's 5 years old. She's the one getting me through with Marshall. I have to find out what is causing this. If we can get it corrected, that's what. So they do go ahead and do the surgery. Surgery goes into Saturday now. It's March 26th. They call me and say, it's not good. She goes, she is not going to really get through surgery. If we keep doing this, she's not going to be right at all. So I said, we have to put her to sleep. This is Saturday the 26th. It's 4 months to the day that Marshall passed away. I go to church Sunday morning, 10:30 service, sitting there. They open the service with Amazing Grace. I'm in tears, obviously. Listen to this. I talked to Bill afterwards. Bill goes, we didn't know they were going to play Amazing Grace at service. And I believe that Jeff was talking about John Newton and that prior to that in the rector's forum. But I looked at that and I said, the good Lord is giving me peace. The dog that was brought to us for Marshall's health was taken away, not just by some accidental, didn't get run over by a car, didn't get into some poison, didn't have some kind of death that you go, okay, do it. Her death, I forgot to mention that, her death was caused, they said, by her stomach had a big crease in it, and her stomach went into her esophagus. And I go, I don't know where, I've never heard of that. And the vet said, or the doctor said, she goes, it happens, it's very, very, very rare. My vet didn't know anything about it. He had to contact another vet. So her death was something that was extremely rare. It was 4 months to the day, and they opened the service the next day with Amazing Grace, which they sang at Marshall's internment. I said, this is all the good Lord was here giving me a sign to say that I have Marshall, I have Belle, I am here with you, and I have you. So my whole spiritual journey is not what I'm doing. It's God picked me up when she passed away, brought me into St. Philip's, opened my heart, opened my mind, and has me focused now on doing what he needs me to do. And that's my everyday today is like all the decisions I'm making are they focused on what the good Lord should have me be doing? And I am so blessed to have that. And it was one of these eye-opening moments, but it wasn't over joyful occasions. They were both by death on both sides. When Marshall passed away, he picked me up, brought me in here. And then with Belle passing away, it was another tragic occasion, but he made it very known to me that I have you, and it's all in my plan. So all I can say is I am at peace, and everyone talks about how with Marshall, goes, I'm at peace with that. I know she's there. I know she's looking down with me, and I know the good Lord has me and is guiding me through the rest of my life. And all I can say is thank you, and thank you very much for all the people here at St. Philip's.
Lowell, thank you so much for sharing from your heart with us. One of the things that I love about Lowell's story is that, as he said, it didn't happen in a moment of ecstatic joy. It happened in a time where he was going through things that were hard. And he realized in the midst of going through those things that were hard that a lot of his religious life had just been going through the motions of just coming to church. But when he began to open himself up to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit, the Lord more than met him. So I'd encourage you, both in your own life and with the life of your friends, whenever you begin to feel that you're in that stage of just going through the motions, that is a great time to do as Lowell did and to pray and ask the Lord to open you up to him and to remember that he desires to take you by the hand and to lead you and to bring you more and more deeply into his kingdom. So let's thank Lowell again for sharing with us. Thank you all very much for coming. Let me close this with a word of prayer and a blessing. Father, we thank you for giving us this time to be able to gather together today. Lord, we thank you that you do draw us to yourself, Lord, and that when we open our heart to you and invite you to be with us, when we spend time in your word and in worship, when we seek to grow, that your Holy Spirit can do a profound work in us, just as we've heard about in Lowell's life. Lord, we pray that you would open our hearts more and more to you each day, that you would use us to be ambassadors of your kingdom. Lord, we pray that you would bless us as we go. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you so much for coming.